I don't know. What, you want to know if we're in a panic situation yet or what?
Are you?
No, no. Hey, it's one game and they outplayed us, you know. I mean, hey, those guys, you got to understand, Nate's done a great job with those guys, and they're gonna be in every game. And as I said to our guys, you know, most of the situations here, it's going to come, the games are going to be decided by one or two possessions, two or three possessions here and there. Last night it was no different. You know, we were up, you know, 2 points with 5 minutes to go, and we had a bad defensive rotation where they made a three, and then we had a turnover. That kind of got them a little bit of separation. But, you know, we still had an opportunity to tie the game at the end of the game. So I think that's the kind of series that it's going to be. You know, Andre Miller played great. Jared Bayless played great. And then I thought Batum was really that support guy that they needed. So we have to eliminate one of those guys from having a good game, either Bayless or Batum, because you're probably going to get what you're going to get from LaMarcus Aldridge. And, you know, Camby is going to be what he is. And then we got to eliminate one of the wild card guys. He did a great job. You know, he did a great job on him. He's long. There's no reason why you could expect anything else. I mean, the guy was Defensive Player of the Year, and you know, he's been a good defender since he walked in the league. Amari, he missed some shots also that he would normally make. So we'll still go to Amari. We'll still make Camby play him. And you know, we have to do what we have to do. We have to play the way we played to win 54 games. We're not going to change what we've done. We just got to do it a little bit better. You know, we gave up 20 points on turnovers. We got to eliminate that. We did a good job on the boards. I mean, offensive boards, we did a really good job on. We did not do a very good job of containing their guards. You know, with Miller and Bayless, you know, those guys almost got 50 points between them. We got to do a much better job on them.
You said before, a couple days ago, you said, we make our shots really fine. Some of that just come down to what happened to the defender.
We didn't shoot the ball well. We started out shooting it well from three, and we just, you know, we shoot 41%, and we're going to struggle. We're going to struggle. Not that the offense is the key, but, you know, I thought we did a great job defensively, and obviously at the end of the game, we have to make fouls and put them on the foul line, so they end up shooting almost 20 free throws the fourth quarter. But for the most part, I thought we did everything that we needed to do defensively except contain the guards. We got to do a much better job of containing the guards.
Was that just a lack of concentration? Was it a physical problem?
No, they just got by us. They did a good job. They ran a couple of things that we have to make an adjustment to. But, you know, that's what Andre's game is. He's played that way since he walked into the league. And then I thought Bayless just did a good job of getting around the corner on us a couple of times and making some plays. But that's not anything that's not correctable, and we'll correct that, and we'll see what happens from there. I mean, obviously, we're the ones that have to do the adjustments. They won the game, so I assume that they'll play the same way.
You're an underrated guy around.
Well, not by the people. I mean, I had Andre. Obviously, I coached him in L.A. When I was with the Clippers, and you know, what he is that he's a real smart player, and you know, I think he's one of those guys that, I mean, he loves playing basketball. I mean, that's what he does. I mean, he loves playing basketball, and he'll play anytime, anywhere. I think he's a really, really smart player. You know, he's really taking care of his body. I mean, obviously, I mean, the guy's played like 650 straight games or something. So, you know, he's a guy that doesn't get hurt. You know, he does well. And what he is a post-up guard that can get the ball down there and do some things. So we just got to do a better job on him.
What's the mindset of the team? You guys still feel confident?
It's one game. We've been in a lot tougher situations than this one, man. We played the Lakers where we were down 3-1, playing in L.A., a game that we had to win. So, you know, this right here, it's one game. It's one game. So what we have to do now is that we have to take care of business tomorrow, and then we got to try to find a way somewhere to win a game in Portland at some stage. I mean, it happens, you know. It happens. They're a good team. It's not going to be easy, but we hadn't lost confidence. You know, we've had a good year, and we think that that's going to continue.
Do you think there's any rust with 3 days off for some of the shooters?
Nah, we just didn't shoot the ball well, and they did a good job of closing out on some of our shooters. And, you know, you got to get them. I don't want to take anything away from them because they did a good job. You know, they did a good job defensively. And as we said, if you take them in a half-court situation, other than really the Lakers, we think they might be the second-best defensive team in the league, you know, half-court-wise, because they do a great job in their rotations. They do a great job in their weak side help. And, you know, they make you beat them from the outside. You have to shoot the ball well to beat them.
They look like they give up that weak side.
Oh, they're totally committed. You know, they will make you throw over the top. And you have to be able to complete passes, and you got to be able to make shots to loosen them up. And if you don't make shots, then they continue to do what they do.
If you hit threes at your normal pace, when you're wide open like that, does it loosen them up?
To be honest with you, I think what they say is that you're going to have to make those the whole game. You know, and you have to be capable of stepping up and making those shots. I mean, I've known Nate a long time. He's not a real flexible guy now. He's committed. I mean, he is committed to what they're doing, and that's why they do it great. They really do. That's why what they do great. But they are committed to what they're committed to, and you have to prove time and time again that you can beat them, you know, otherwise.
You said because you were the guys that lost, you're the ones that have to make the adjustments. How aggressive do you make the adjustments? Do you know what I mean?
We're not going to all of a sudden change and become a different team.
Right.
I mean, we are who we are, and we were successful playing our way.
Right.
But when I say adjustments, I think you have to tweak a couple of things here and there. But, I mean, like I said to our guys, at the end of the day, we were up 2 points with 5 minutes to go in the game, and we didn't close the game out, and they did. So, you know, it's not like we have to go back and look and say, oh, my God, we have to change this, 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 and this. I think what we have to do is that we have to be, you know, real solid in what we're doing defensively, and then we have to execute some things offensively. You know, obviously we got to get Amari a little more involved, and then we have to be able to have guys step up and make shots.
Where does your Nate's relationship go back to?
I recruited him when he was a junior college player.
Is that right?
At Shawan Junior College, okay?
God, your memory.
So you were assistant Burke?
No, I know Bob Burke. I mean, I was at the University of Colorado.
Oh, okay.
You know.
But you lost out to him, huh?
Where's Shawan?
North Carolina.
You can't get that from here. Okay. You have to be going to Shawan to get there. But no, I've known Nate a long time. And he does, like I said, I thought he's done the best job this year of any coach in the league, you know. That would be my vote for Coach of the Year, considering everything that have happened to his team.